I'm talking to Director of Staff Thoroughbreds, Denise Martin. Denise, down at the Tasmanian Sale. One, you bought a couple today so far, but one in particular that you've purchased is lot 133. This is a special colt that Aceland Stud has offered to put half of whatever it sells for to the bushfire appeal through the Salvation Army, and you're the winning bidder at $45,000. He's a lovely little colt, isn't he?
He really is, Peter. I bought an all-American colt at Magic Millions this year. I like him very much. I think they're athletic horses, really nice walking individuals, and when I saw him the other day, I thought, now I must make sure I'm there when you go through the ring. So I saw Alwyn Shaw a little while ago, and he said, my horse is coming through the ring. I said, I'm not sitting here for nothing. And I watching the pre-parade and saw him go through. And when I saw the price was up to 35, 38, I said to some people, I'm going to buy this horse, because I didn't think he was bringing enough. You know, they were bringing big money on the Gold Coast. So, first and foremost, I like the horse. I know Aceland does a grand job with their horses. They are developing stud, and over the years I understand that they have really poured a significant amount of money into thoroughbred racing in Tasmania, and I say, good on them. So, initially, the prime motivation was to buy the individual, buy the horse, but I also felt it was an extraordinarily generous offer by Alwyn to offer half of the proceeds of the sale for the charity. He's not called Ace for nothing.
Well, he says a lot about the man, doesn't it?
Does indeed. And I said to him the other day, I'm very admiring of you, because I always say in life, you've got to admire people who are willing to have a go, and he has, and he does, and I think that's tremendous. So I'm not sure that he's a colt that will race very early in his life. We'll give him, you know, a good number of months to get over the sale and the preparation, but I'll make sure later on we make everybody aware of the name so that they can follow his racing career anyway.
All right, well, he will race in Tasmania initially, won't he?
Yes, he will.
And Barry Campbell will train him?
That's right, yes.
Wonderful. And I honestly, on behalf of all Tasmanians, the colt couldn't have gone to a better person.
Oh, thank you, Peter. That's very kind of you. Thank you so much.